All right, we're ready for another deep dive. And you know what that means.
Another adventure.
That's right. This time we're exploring a children's story called The Homework Adventure.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So this story, it really looks like it takes learning and turns it into something really creative and imaginative.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It uses fantasy to make homework seem exciting, which we all know, sometimes homework.
Not the most exciting thing.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we just jump right into it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so The Homework Adventure, it starts with a girl named Jenny.
Okay.
And Jenny, she's got a pile of homework.
Oh, no. I know.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
She's got math, spelling, even history, but Jenny's just not feeling it.
I've been there.
Yeah. You know, she's just staring at those books and thinking, ugh, homework. This is the most boring thing ever.
Right.
But Jenny, she has this special stuffed bear.
Oh.
Named Mr. Fuzz.
Okay.
And get this, suddenly he comes to life.
Whoa, hold on.
I know, right?
That's pretty cool.
So Jenny, of course, is totally surprised.
Yeah.
And Mr. Fuzz says to her, "Don't worry, Jenny. Homework is an adventure waiting to happen."
That's a good way to look at it.
Right. And poof, just like that, her room transforms into this wild jungle.
Whoa!
With numbers swinging from vines like monkeys.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
I kind of want a Mr. Fuzz now.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So Jenny and Mr. Fuzz, they're in this land of numbers now.
Okay.
And they have to solve these math problems to find a treasure chest.
So it's like each math problem is a clue.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
It, you know, it's like you said, it's kind of like a video game.
Yeah, like you got to level up your math skills to get to the treasure.
Right. Okay, so after the land of numbers,
they
zoom off to the spelling kingdom.
The spelling kingdom.
Yes. And as you can probably guess.
Lots of letters.
Yes. Letters everywhere. They're floating all around this giant castle.
What?
It's like a giant word puzzle.
Oh, that reminds me of those, you know, alphabet blocks.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play with as kids.
Totally. And, you know, this part of the story, it really emphasizes how spelling can be fun.
Absolutely.
It's active.
Yeah, it's not just memorizing.
Right.
Yeah.
You're putting together the pieces of a puzzle.
You're building words.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But their adventure isn't over yet.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Then they travel back in time to a historical town square.
No way.
I know.
Time travel and spelling, this story is everything.
Right. And in the town square, they meet all these people from the past.
Wow.
And they learn about history by putting together this giant timeline.
So it's like history is a big story,
yeah,
and each event is like a chapter.
Exactly. And, you know, I love how this story really shows that learning can be fun.
For sure.
And it can take you to all these different worlds.
It sparks your imagination.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so in the end, Jenny's back in her room.
Oh.
And guess what? Her homework is magically done.
Of course it is.
Of course. It was a magical journey after all.
No, right? Right.
But even though it was magical,
yeah,
the story shows us we can always use our imaginations to make learning exciting.
Absolutely. We might not have a magic Mr. Fuzz, but yeah, we can still make learning an adventure.
Exactly. What do you think? If you could turn your homework into a magical journey,
ooh,
what would it be like?
Well, for me, I think I would travel to different planets to learn about space.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, you know me. I'd probably go on some archaeological dig.
Oh, very nice.
Uncover some ancient mysteries.
I like it.
Yeah. So what do you think our listeners should take away from this story?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that learning can be fun.
Yeah.
It's all about finding ways to make it exciting and engaging.
Exactly.
And who knows, maybe you have your own Mr. Fuzz at home.
Maybe,
just
yeah,
waiting to take you on an adventure.
Right. Just got to use your imagination.
Exactly.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into The Homework Adventure.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.